It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to the Small Business Association, more than half of Americans either own or work for a small business, which creates 2 out of every 3 jobs in the United States each year. Here to look at the impact of small business is contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Hello again, Rebecca.
Nice to see you, Paul, and congratulations to everyone. This is National Small Business Week, so if you own a small business, we send a shout out to you. It's very cool.
And what is National Small Business Week? What is it all about?
So it's a week-long national celebration event to honor the United States' top entrepreneurs each year. And this year it falls, it starts May 12th and goes through Friday the 16th. And it's an annual event that's hosted by the U.S. Small Business Administration. It's really designed to recognize the nation's top businesses, the entrepreneurs, and really the business advocates. And the president had a proclamation saying that small businesses are really the lifeblood of our economy, and they employ so much of the workforce, as you said, and the number of jobs, 2 out of every 3 new jobs are entrepreneurial and small business jobs. And there are a number of activities. There are panel discussions. There are forums. There are workshops. There are webinars. So many, many different things. And the topics include things like trends in small business and innovation and marketing and finance and growth. So it's a big venture, and it culminates with the naming of the Small Business Person of the Year in Washington, D.C. at the end of the week.
And when did it initially start?
So this is a really interesting story. It started in 1963 with the president. Who was president in 1963?
Well, it depends, but John F. Kennedy for most of it.
Yeah, it was Kennedy. It really was. And he ordered it initially. And when you think about what was happening in 1963, we look at some of the differences and the reason he really wanted to recognize small businesses. First of all, technology is nowhere where we are in terms of technology, and you compare us to 1963. There's no comparison, really. When you think about American history and companies like Xerox and GM and DuPont, they really gave us things like game-changing things like the computer mouse and Teflon. But now small businesses are really the ones who are taking the lead and outpacing the innovation rate of larger firms. It was very hard to be a woman or a minority in 1963. And while it's still no cakewalk, I want you to know, Paul, a lot of progress has been made. Women have gained more jobs since the last recession than men. The number and pay scale among public company CEOs is rising, and minorities are gaining steadily in the job market. Now, there's certainly a long way to go, but we've certainly made a lot of progress. Travel is way better. I mean, you can get on a flight and go do business in France tomorrow. That was a big endeavor in 1963. We're way more mobile. I mean, if you think about how we can communicate now versus 1963.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No cell phones, certainly.
Right.
Nobody had their own computer.
I mean, we were using how did you send a telegram? I mean, you went to Western Union. You wired money that way. I mean, now there's so many different ways.
Satellites were just coming into being.
Right. And there's more capital available now. The SBA guarantees millions and millions of loans. And it's easier to pay and get paid now. Before, it was much harder. We can use a credit card, an ATM. There's millions of ways to move money around.
And you mentioned that it's easier for small businesses to be the innovators now.
It really is. Because
why is that?
Yeah, small businesses can turn on a dime. You can have a company that can incorporate today, and tomorrow they can set up with a little shop in a small office or a garage. Think about Steve Jobs. I mean, that's a perfect example. Whereas large corporations really take time to innovate and move projects, and a lot of people are involved, and small businesses which run technology and small innovative ideas can really bring them to market pretty quickly now.
We're talking with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, about Small Business Week. And Rebecca, what is the importance of celebrating and recognizing National Small Business Week?
Right. So since we talked about the numbers, half of all working Americans either own or work for a small business. So it's really important to recognize this whole force. And over the past 6 years, the administration has worked hard to really rebuild our economy. We've gone through a lot. And boosting small businesses is really important, because what happens is if we boost small businesses, they grow and they create jobs. And the job creation for small businesses is really key because that's how we continue to fuel the economy. And so I think as we look at the importance of Small Business Week, it's really taking time out to say, okay, these small businesses, can you imagine all the small businesses in your neighborhood shutting down? Your local bakery, your local coffee shop, your local dry cleaners? I mean, these are the backbone of neighborhoods and communities, and we sometimes take them for granted, but we shouldn't.
And what do small businesses do to promote or advance women and minorities?
Well, right now what's happening through the SBA, the SBA has made a conscious decision during this particular week, which is National Small Business Week, to do specific awards to recognize women and minorities. So at the end of the week, there is a Women's Business Center of Excellence Award. There's a Women in Business Champion of the Year Award. There's Minority in Business Champion of the Year Award. And this is an interesting year because Biz2Credit, which is a group, is going to be releasing a study at the end of the week about top cities for small business growth in America and breakout data looking at the best places for women-owned and minority-owned companies. So, again, we have lots of links on your website. But I think really promoting women-owned and minority-owned companies and their impact.
How can the National Small Business Week benefit my business?
Yes.
Let's say I'm a small business owner. How is this going to help me?
Right. So the SBA has partnered with a number of different organizations around the country to bring all these free webinars and topics and marketing ideas to you. So what they've done is built a whole huge database of things you can do. So if you just go on sba.gov and you type in National Small Business Week, here's a couple of the seminars that you can sign up for. Practical Marketing, a 5-step marketing program for your small biz. So if you are in need of marketing and you're like, so many small businesses end up working in their companies and not on their companies. And it's a big problem because there's so few small business people in many of these firms, and you have multiple jobs. So sometimes you have to really step back and say, okay, I need to work on it. I need a strategy. Another topic is achieving big customer loyalty in a small business world. 10 tips to create a killer customer loyalty program. I mean, why am I going to go to that coffee shop versus that coffee shop? Growing your business with direct mail. Believe it or not, direct mail is still strong. Sometimes we're so tired of getting emails that when something comes by mail, we're like, we got mail. I mean, really mail, not just emails. So.
Mail you can hold in your hand.
Right, right. It's very fun. There's another one called Smart Small Business Travel, strategic ways to increase your return on travel, and how can technology and collaboration drive more sales for small businesses? So I think even if your business is not a technology business, Paul, you can really benefit by utilizing technology as a tool. And we find that a lot when we work a lot with our women business owners is they might not have the familiarity, but we just say, look, technology is a tool. It's a tool to advance whatever business you're in. So learn the tools. It's just a modern day tool that you have to use.
Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, our business correspondent, talking about the impact of small businesses on the economy. Rebecca, as always, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Tomorrow, Mayor Bill Peduto makes his regular monthly visit with us. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.